scriptures this morning from Luke, first chapter, verse 30 and 32a. Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus. You will be great. You to please stay.
Just want to share with you a few announcements. Just to let you know that there is no Joy Kids on Wednesday, being, I don't know why, but there's not going to be any until the 2nd of February of next year. And we are going to have a Christmas Eve candlelight service at 5 o'clock on December 24th. You are more than welcome to come and join us at that time, if you are able to. And we're starting a new Bible study called The Chosen in January the 9th, to be exact, at 6:30. It's a Sunday night at 6:30. And if you want a study book, you can sign up in the narthex to receive one of those. And Becky Rowe will be leading that study on Sunday nights. So that's all the announcements that I'm going to make here this morning. And the reason I'm back here, not up front, is because some people are just not feeling well to be here today. And I'm just sitting in. And if there's any technical difficulties, you'll know who to blame. It'll be me. So we just thank the Lord that you are here today. And let us just have a word of prayer as we continue in our worship to Him today. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for giving us a nice coat of snow that will make us feel it's even more like Christmas time here in Milford, Iowa. We thank you, Lord, for those that are watching this service on Zoom, no matter what state they are listening from or watching from. We We are grateful to all that are here today. And we just pray that you would be here with us today and to be with the choir as they sing in concert today, that it will be truly a time that we realize what you have done and brought to us as a gift, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we ask your blessing upon today, as well as those today, Lord, that are going through different kinds of physical problems, kind of not feeling well, that your presence is there with them just as if they were here. And we know that you are everywhere all the time. And so we look to you and thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night.
An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
Today is now the day of the Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angels, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
Shirts and ties, you guys can come on. Or if you got to read it in red, if someone come up anyway, that's fine. Okay, with Mary, did you know? I invite you to respond inclusion of each song, if you so choose. We have an opportunity to share this musical with you this morning. We thank you for coming to worship. Indeed, this is the case. Mary, did you know exactly what is going to happen? Where is this going to all take us? Even today, as we think about Mary, you know.
When the Almighty God of heaven became one of us, he did it in the tiny town of Bethlehem in the form of a tiny baby. The sleeping world paid little attention that night to the birth of the King of Kings, and they knew nothing of what had been set in motion when the angel Gabriel, sent from God, visited the young Jewish girl, Mary, with the startling message that she would give birth to the Son of God. Mary heard the angel's announcement and believed it. Oh, she did ask, how could this be since I am a virgin? But hearing the angel's assurance that nothing is impossible with God, this teenager's trusting response was merely, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. Mary's heart was open to all that God had for her. But did she know? Could she really know who she was about to deliver into the world? Could she imagine what the next 33 years would mean to her people and to all of mankind? Could she imagine? Did she know?
Thank you.
Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord.
Glory to God in the highest.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
Bowing down before the Lord.
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Thank you.
makes me want to just jump over this pole. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." And the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Makeshift cradle, Mary could scarcely have guessed that 33 years later she would stand a few feet away from his cross, a witness to his execution. Only then would she come to fully know that her precious little lamb was born for sacrifice. Every new life born into the world is a cause for rejoicing. But Mary's little baby brought with him new life for all mankind. The Father's free gift of love for our dying world. Who is Mary's little child? And what does his birth mean to us today? Purely and simply, he was God's gift of love to you and to me. The Bible says it this way. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him, and he in God. And we know and rely on the love God has for us. Do you know his love? Is he merely Mary's little child to you? Or have you come to know Jesus as your Savior, your Lord, and your King? She knew God had sent to her the Savior and that she would never be the same. And God's message to us today is as clear as the announcement to the shepherds. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Come, let us worship the King.
Thank you.
back, the beginning, you come all the way through. But there is a finality to this. It just has, you know, come let us worship the King, come let us worship the King, the child of Bethlehem. So this is the reprise. They didn't know we were going to do this.
Now today, the candle that is lit is called what? No, I got you now. I threw you all off. Today's candle is the candle of love. Because what you sang about today really portrays the love of God and what He's done for us and the love of your voices. I love your voices and what you sang about here today. Next Sunday, this candle has then got to be joy. And we'll hear what that is going to be next Sunday. So you might have to do some calling or some texting and saying, what did your pastor talk about in joy? What was the theme kind of thing? Or just come back and hear it for yourself. But Mary, did you know? I don't think that's probably the best question to ask this morning. The best question to ask is, do you know that Jesus came to be your Savior? Doesn't matter how many years you've been going to church. Doesn't matter how old you are or young you are. Do you know the Savior, Jesus Christ? That's what's really, really important. You can come and hear a great, great concert, great words, great tunes, and still not know Jesus. And that's not why we're here today. We're here today to proclaim to you that there is a Savior who came and died in your place and went to the cross and died for your sins and rose again. He did that, why? Because he loves you. You heard about the destruction in southern United States of the storms, tornadoes. You kind of wonder how many of those people who died were prepared, were ready. No one was probably thinking that, not before Christmas, that can't be when I'm going to die. And I'm not going to die this way. We don't know. But God does. So I'd like for us just to be mindful of those folks who lost everything. Many, many lost everything. If there was anything under the trees or the tree isn't even there anymore. But you can still have your faith in the Savior who came for you. People who were preparing for Christmas and planning, and now the families are planning funerals. I can't imagine what that must be like today. That's happening here in our country. So let's just pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, we pray for those that are in just despair. They just say, I don't know if I can take this. This is too much. And when they look out the window, if they even have a window to look out, or if they drive around, they see the devastation, and many, many memories come to their minds. Especially those, Lord, that have thoughts about their loved ones, who they just talked to probably last week or the day of, and they're gone. Lord, we just pray that you would use the message of hope, the message of love, the message of peace, the message of joy in their hearts and their lives, regardless of how heavy their hearts may be today, that they would see the hurt and your heartache of when your son died on the cross. Lord, we're reminded of Abraham and Isaac. You gave Abraham his son by providing a ram in a thicket. You spared his son. But when it came to your own son, you did not spare him. You took upon him himself the sins of the whole world, the past, the present, the future. And when he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? It had to be tough to see your holy son become sin, where you couldn't even look at him. Our sin. And so, Lord, today, we just come and we just say, Lord, there might be someone here today that has no idea what a relationship with Jesus Christ is all about. We hear Franklin Graham give his little commercials on TV of just very short and simple saying, you know, invite Jesus into your heart and life. And if you do, call this number. Well, Lord, we don't have to call a phone number, but we can say, Pastor, I heard the message today for the first time in my life. I see that I need Jesus. I've put too many things in front of him, before him. I have pushed him to the side of my life and put other things in his place. Today I want Jesus to have his rightful place in my life and in my heart. that he needs to be on my throne, the throne of my heart, that he is my king. For he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so, Lord, I just invite you to come, forgive me of my sins, and to be that Savior to me. I don't understand everything. It doesn't mean that you're going to go and be a missionary to Africa or somewhere. It doesn't mean that you have to go to seminary and be a pastor or anything like that. It's just that the Lord will take you right where you are. He'll guide, he'll lead, he knows what's best. So Lord, as we humble ourselves, may we invite Jesus to be that Lord and Savior in our hearts and our lives today. May we pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord's face shine upon you, and may he be very near to you today and every day. Pray in his name.
Please stand and close with heart to hear what he will sing.
Peace.
Thanks be to God.